worst fucking part of the job. Well, here goes. Jack, it's me, Pierce.
Pierce, is there any way we can do this later?
You're joking.
Is that him? Jack, who's at the door?
Please go away.
Oh,
if it isn't the esteemed Officer Pierce. Come on in. I've been dying to meet the big, strong man who got my son captured. Come in!
No, actually, I just remembered a thing I,
Oh, I insist! Jack, go get him something to drink.
Pierce, I'm so sorry.
Don't apologize to him. Come in, officer. Why don't you have a seat and tell me all about how you ruined my boy's life?
Mom, please.
Go get him a drink!
Okay.
Really, I have somewhere I need to...
Sit down.
Yes, Mom.
I want you to know something, Mr. Horse. I love my son. I love him more than anything in the world. You? I don't give a hopping fuck about you.
Understood, Mom.
When Jack said he wanted to become a cop, I supported him. I figured it would keep him out of the grubby paws of someone like Eddie. The main reason I thought that was because he's to be partnered with someone like you, a big herbivore who might bother to try and protect him from the evils of this world. And what happened? Tell me what happened!
Well, Mom, the truth is...
You fucked up is what happened!
Yes, Mom.
You admit to it, then.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I farked it all up. Whole thing's my fault. Total failure as a cop, matter of fact.
Well, at least you got the guts to admit it. My boy never did anything to deserve to be someone's rape toy. He's a good boy, and he really did want to help in this often cruel world. None of us can change assholes like Eddie. But you could have done a better job at protecting a good person like Jack.
I completely agree, Mom.
So what are you going to do about it? Well, go ahead and answer the question, dear.
Ah, right. Well, the thing of it is, Miss...
It's Mary, dear. Go on.
Right. Mary. Jack has gotten himself wrapped up in this case, and there's a chance that what happened between him and Eddie might have been out of his little paws. Also, the whole thing is fucking suspect since it happened in his own home.
The courts always favor the predators, and you know it.
Aye, that's true. But his involvement with the case allowed me to petition for a stay of capture. This case is still wide open, and I need to find out what went wrong with Jack the other night.
Are you telling me there's a chance you can get Jack out of this?
A small one, aye.
You listen to me, cop. You better swear to me that you will do everything you can to get my boy's backside away from that horrible weasel you call a police officer. And if you want to really impress me, you'll get his badge and gun back as well. Jack may not have been the best cop out there, but it was something that made him feel like he was doing some good in this life. With Eddie, his life won't mean carrots. Swear it!
Mom, I swear I will do everything I can to get the truth of what happened that night. And if I can get your son his badge back, I'll travel to hell and back to make it happen.
Good enough. Have a headache. I'll leave you both alone. Jack, I'll see you later. You can stop hiding behind the corner.
Sorry, Mom.
Remember, Pierce. You swore.
Yes, Mom.
Pierce, I'm so sorry. You don't have to keep any promises to her. She's just mad.
Yeah, don't blame her, Ellie. We'll talk about that later. For now, we need to talk about Precious. What the fuck happened that night? You go for that, Jack?
Yeah.
Well then, have a seat. Let's get started.